All right, guys. Hey, welcome to Offsides College Football's Top 25 Plus 5. I am Michael Bejas. Kalen will be joining me here in a bit. As always, I just kind of want to say hello real quick. Then I stop the cam and we go ahead and we talk sports. So let's get right into it. What a weekend that we had. Absolutely wonderful. And we're going to first of all look at the scores of this last week, because we had major upsets. I mean, it was just major all the way through. Oh, my goodness. And no one ever expected that, but we're going to go ahead and let's get into, let's see where our scores are here, because obviously we are, here we go. Boise State really came out on fire on San Diego State, and 56-24. Are they a playoff team? Absolutely. I think without a doubt that they are. They are a real team. They're the real deal. And here comes Kalen right now to join me. But Boise State absolutely is the real deal. They were right there with Oregon to the end. The same with Ohio State. They're a legitimate contender. There is no doubt in my mind they can play with any team in the country. So
Boise?
Oh, yeah. Boise. And then we get to Oregon and Michigan. Well, we already knew this. We knew what the end result was going to be. We knew exactly that they were going to get destroyed. Guess what? They were.
It could have been worse. It could have been a lot worse.
It could have been a lot worse. But
I really believe, I watched a good segment of that game, and I really believe that Oregon could have laid it upon them at any point.
And
Oregon,
I love
it. Was just kind of going through the phases of, hey.
I laughed at that last score that they did. Mm-hmm. They could have knelt down, yeah, and they went ahead and scored. And I was like, what? You deserve that. So, and I think that was there's a message there.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Big Ten. And okay. Well, fine. We got news for you. So Georgia struggled with Florida, and it's not the first time that not the first time that we've seen Georgia struggle. But they did pull it out by 14 points, 2 touchdowns, but they were kind of flukish, but they got away with it. So they move on. Are they the number 2 team in the country? I don't think so.
No.
I don't believe so, but you know what? They find a way to win, and they do that. So for right now, that's where they're going to stay.
I do believe they're a top 5 team, though.
Absolutely. Yeah, no question in my mind. Top 4.
Yeah. I was going to say top 4.
Yeah, no question.
The way the playoff is now, you kind of got to extend that out to the top 5. So
Ohio State going to Happy Valley, Penn State. And again, here we go, 8 straight. There you go, wins right there for Penn State, and putting it to James Franklin again. And they cannot get over. They are a good team.
They're a great team.
And they are super talented and everything else. But, they just can't get past.
As a biased member, I'm happy you decided to run it 3 times in a row with the same play. As an unbiased member, what in the world were you thinking?
They got held twice on the goal line and were denied.
Three times.
So when you look at this, and you could say, okay, you tried this 6 times. At some point, you have to come to the realization.
It's not going to work.
It's insanity doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. Why don't you just take an ice cream cone, stick it on your head, and use your tongue to beat the crap out of yourself?
Yep.
And that's pretty much the best analogy that I could come up with for that game. And Ohio State held and rose to the occasion. And Ryan Day, for any doubters that were out there that wanted to fire this man and get rid of him because he couldn't win the big games, I'm going to tell you something. You're not looking at the facts, as we said before. But let's move on. Duke and Miami. Miami absolutely, redhead stepchild behind the woodshed.
That Duke, was a good game.
53-31. Cam Ward is definitely a true blue quarterback. They're looking, you know, I want to see how they do against SMU.
Yep.
That's going to be a test for Cam Ward and Miami.
Duke was a good test. I'll give them that.
Duke is a good test.
I want to see you go against a competent defense.
There it is. And the ACC right now doesn't have that.
They don't have it.
So SMU is probably the best defense that they have right now.
BYU, SMU.
Miami is right there with them. It's going to be an interesting game eventually if they end up challenging each other at the end. Tennessee and Kentucky. You know, Kentucky did not want to go away in this game. You could tell the talent level was different with Tennessee. Tennessee played their hearts out. They shot themselves in the foot multiple times, but I'm going to tell you, no matter what, they overcame. And if you remember, Kentucky played Georgia to the end. Kentucky has given a lot of teams nightmares. But I'll tell you what, Tennessee escaped it 28-18. Absolutely fantastic. I was just screaming and yelling and coaching on the screen. Loved it. So go Vols, and, you know, here we are.
Right,
well, you know what? They're right there on the top echelon of the SEC, along with Georgia, you know, along with Texas. You know, they're doing absolutely fabulous. Here was the shocker that we told you wouldn't be a shocker, and we said this last week. We said if you go to South Carolina – and you underestimate the Gamecocks, you will lose. They held LSU real close. They held Alabama real close. Well, they slapped the tarnation out of Texas A&M. And I'm going to tell you, nothing went Texas A&M's way. Gave them their second loss and put them in a bad spot. And South Carolina, I'm going to tell you something. They will beat Clemson at the end of the year.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they're going to beat Wofford. So this is a team that could end up at 9-3.
Yep.
There's not a doubt in my mind. If they played like they played against Texas A&M, they will go 9-3. They're going to a great bowl. God bless the Gamecocks. Shane Beamer is doing things right there. And that quarterback,
Sellers
is unbelievable.
Way to ball, kid.
Oh, he's a baller. And I, you know, and the running back, just they're coming together as a
unit.
Yeah. And I mean, the cabinets are getting full. You could start to see the recruits that they're picking up are absolutely filling the cabinet with great stuff. So, congratulations, South Carolina. You proved us right. And we move on. Here's a game we didn't expect, and we called it wrong. Iowa State.
I called that, actually. Yeah, I said it was going to be close, but I expected Iowa State to pull it out.
I expected.
Huge congrats to Texas Tech.
Texas Tech really pulled one out by 1 point, and I know what that feeling is when you lose by 1 point, and Iowa State won by 1 point against Iowa and then loses by 1 point to Texas Tech and takes their first loss.
It was not expected.
It was not expected. Does it put them in a bad predicament there?
Yeah.
Yes and no.
It does.
It does, but it doesn't. Who is going to get past BYU? That's going to be the next question.
Iowa State would have to beat BYU.
Yes.
At this point. Iowa State needs to beat BYU.
And it's that simple. It is that simple. So it's going to be very interesting. All right, let's go on down. We're moving up to Louisville, Clemson.
Called this. Well, I didn't really call this. We didn't call
I
this
called
at
this
all,
one. We called
but it's
Clemson.
It's just ironic because every time I don't choose Louis wins. And every time I choose Louis loses. And I called this last week, did I not? I said, I want to choose Louisville, but I'm going to go Clemson. And I said, there's a high possibility that Louisville is going to make me regret my words. I called this last week.
I know. And I said I'm going Clemson. I think that Dabo is going to be there in the ACC championship. We were wrong.
He was wrong.
We were very wrong. 33-21. I'm going to move on from that. You're done. Clemson, you're out. You shot yourself in the foot. You're not going to recover from it. All right, here's the one that is really surprising to me. We did call Indiana, but they really went in, and Indiana is putting up. They're man-child, 47-10 over Michigan State.
Indiana looks the part.
They looked the part,
but I need to see them play somebody.
Yes, and that's the thing. We're going to find out in a couple of weeks when they play Ohio State.
Well, they got Michigan this week.
And they got Michigan. So
we'll see. Michigan's not much of a
– it's not a good gauge.
No,
so,
but it's a gauge.
But it is a gauge. So, you know, surprises happen.
Yep.
So, but right now Indiana is 9-0, the best they've ever done. They are sure looking the part, and they scare us a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You know, if you don't respect that, you're going to be in trouble. And this is where the weeks like this, Ohio State has to be careful with Purdue. Trap game.
Northwestern
trap game. And then, you know, if you think ahead to Indiana and Michigan, don't do it. 1 week at a time, boys. This one surprised me. And we called this one wrong. Kansas State and Houston. Houston came
actually,
up.
I called that. I said Houston.
I'm sorry. I said Kansas State. I don't remember if you said Houston or not, but Houston pulled it out 24-19. Kansas State shot themselves in the foot. And I was like, holy smokes. All right. This was
surprising.
This was surprising right here. Pittsburgh got blown out of the water. I mean, it was not even close. They took their first loss of the season, and SMU absolutely let them have it. And, you know, I want you to know, SMU did not take any of the revenue. Their boosters put up the monies for the first 7 years, and they just told the ACC, basically, listen, before we take any revenue, you know, we'll earn it. Well, they sure did. And I mean – at Pittsburgh's expense. So that really spoke volumes. Sorry to tell you, Pittsburgh, you're done.
Yep.
SMU is looking real good. If they went out and they beat Miami, they will be in and look solid. Ole Miss and Arkansas. Ole Miss, they have two losses, but 63-31 over Arkansas, who did beat Tennessee. This is a day and night team. I don't know who's going to show up one way or the other. If the real Ole Miss shows up, look out. But, and if I'm not mistaken, we're going to see how good they are coming up here real soon.
Oh, yeah.
So, but Lane Kiffin has them on the right path.
Oh.
63-31. Wow. Army destroyed Air Force. We expected that, 20-3. So they have moved on to 8-0. Minnesota came up. I did not expect this.
Called that one too.
Did not expect this, but they pulled it out 25-17 over Illinois. I didn't think that they would do this. I was really surprised.
I did.
So let's go on and look at where the standings are now. So here are the standings, folks, and we're going to take a look at it, and we're going to look at the American Athletic Conference first. The Army Black Knights, well, guess what? They're ruling the roost, and they have a two-game cushion right now over everybody else. Right behind them is Tulane, the Green Wave. Right behind them is the Navy Midshipmen. This is still going to be a good game. It could be Army or Navy. I could see Navy handing them.
Navy has two losses right now.
They have two losses, but they lost to Notre Dame, and then they turned around and lost to Rice. I'm really not sure how they lost to the Owls. I really don't understand that. Maybe it was coming off of that bad whooping they got from Notre Dame, and they lost a little confidence or focus. But we're going to find out how good they are because they got some good games coming up. But Memphis, the Tigers. Hey, they're at 7-2 also. And then pretty much everyone below them is
fighting for bowl eligibility.
Fighting for bowl eligibility. That's exactly it. Okay. The ACC. Well, the Hurricanes, as we know, 9-0 and in first place. The next team behind them is the SMU, Southern Methodist, the Mustangs right there. Right behind them is the Tigers with two losses. And right behind them is Pittsburgh all of a sudden. And Louisville all of a sudden coming to life. So, and Syracuse is there too with two losses. So it's going to be very – and then, of course, you have some teams that are going to be fighting for eligibility. Very much a possibility. Virginia Tech is at 5-4. Georgia Tech's at 5-4. Then you have 6-3, the Blue Devils. They are going to a bowl. 5-4, North Carolina. 5-4,
NC State.
So we'll move on from there. Here's the conference we were talking about, Upset City Conference. Number 9, BYU, the Cougars. Hey, they're at 8-0. They're in the driver's seat right now.
They're looking good.
And they're looking good and ahead of Iowa State by one game. Colorado is at 6-2.
Push.
And they're pushing and pushing and pushing. Prime has him, he has him going to a bowl now. They're going to do okay, and we're going to see. They can get a really, really good bowl if they keep pushing the way that they are. They're ranked 21 right now. Yeah, Kansas State Wildcats dropped, but they're 7-2. They still have a shot at things. Then you have Texas Tech, who, well, guess what? They're 6-3. 5-3 is the Cincinnati Bearcats. They're one game away from bowl eligibility. Arizona State already is bowl eligible. Then you have some other teams. The Baylor Bears, one game away. The TCU is one game away. So
got a couple teams.
Yeah, so it's going to be very, very interesting. But I'm looking at BYU, Iowa State, Iowa State takes another loss.
It depends on the top five right now because Colorado can handle business here. If they end up winning throughout,
they're going to face BYU.
Be interesting.
If BYU wins out, they will be a number 4 seeded bye team.
Yep.
No question. So let's move on to the Big Ten Conference because this is one. This is going to be very, very interesting.
Interesting and fun.
And, yeah, now it's really getting fun, especially in this conference. Indiana is running the paces right now at 9-0. At 9-0 is the Oregon Ducks. Ohio State does have to play Indiana. Oregon does not. Penn State is right behind them, looking for anybody to take a loss so that they could get there. So you have 4 teams that technically can go to Indy. And Penn State technically is out because they lost head-to-head to
versus Ohio State. Now, if Indiana catches an L versus Ohio State as well, Ohio State will be playing Oregon again at the end of the year.
And, that will be
a very good game.
That'll be a very good game. But let's take a look at the bowl eligible teams because this is very interesting. So, the top 3 teams, Indiana, Oregon, Ohio State, are all bowl eligible. Penn State is also bowl eligible. So that's 4. Iowa, bowl Minnesota. Eligible. Minnesota, bowl eligible. Illinois, bowl eligible.
Washington and
Huskies, Michigan and Wisconsin
are one win away
from being bowl eligible. Nebraska is one win away from being bowl eligible.
Yep. And then a bunch of teams trying to race it there.
And then you've got some teams that need 2 wins. But technically,
Michigan is going to have the hardest travels out of all of these teams right now.
I think so too.
They have to go against everybody above them. They've got to play
Penn State, I believe.
Penn State, Ohio State, and Indiana.
Yeah. So you want to talk about a brutal schedule. they have it, and they're just trying to get one win.
Yep,
so
one win.
We'll see how that works out for them. But all those teams are right there. Oh, the Big Ten is going to be well represented in the bowl series.
Yep.
So we move on to Conference USA. Well, Western Kentucky, the Hilltoppers. Let me tell you, they're going to a bowl at 6-2 and leading 4-0 in the Conference USA. Jacksonville State Gamecocks, another Gamecock. They're one win away. Sam Houston, the Bearcats, I'm going to tell you, they're bowl eligible.
And they're 7-2.
And they're 7-2 and 4-1 in the conference. The Liberty Flames are one game away from bowl eligibility. The rest, well, have a good season.
Yep.
Let's move on to the FBS Independence. Notre Dame looks real good, 7-1. UConn, the Huskies, believe it or not, 6-3 and bowl eligible. So we'll be seeing them somewhere along the line. The Mid-American Conference, here we go. This is a tough one. You've got one team that is already bowl eligible, and that is the Toledo Rockets. They are 6-3 right now, 3-2 in the conference.
That's funny because Western Michigan is actually running the conference.
The Broncos are 4-0. They're 5-3, but they're still one game away. Ohio Bobcats are 3-1. They're one game away at 5-3.
You have to think, though, out of all of these teams, who's the most battle-tested?
Toledo.
No. Western Michigan.
I don't know.
Who did Western Michigan play?
That's true, but
Ohio State.
Yeah, that's true.
And they played the good game against Ohio State.
They did, but really,
you play up to par though with your opponents of who you face.
This is true, but I'm going to tell you they're one game away still.
Mm-hmm.
The Bobcats one game away. Then you're looking at the Buffalo Bulls. They're one game away. They're 5-4. Toledo Rockets, 6-3. Like we said, you're going to a bowl. Congratulations. 5-4 is Eastern Michigan Eagles. So you're one game away, but you've got to pull it out to do it. You got to love the MAC. The MAC is one of those conferences that can upset the big boys at any time.
Yep.
And they've shown it. So, you know,
and now thanks to the transfer portal and, you know,
yeah,
everything like that, recruits are going to the MAC.
Mm-hmm.
Understand that, you know, if you're not planned, yeah, you're out of there. You're going. Nobody wants to sit anymore. So
I know it's crazy, isn't it? Everyone's going to go where they can get some playing time and they'll make a little money, you know, so if they don't feel like they can get it in some of the big power fives like that.
Yeah, they will. They'll run off.
To a power five, but not necessarily a power five, you know? Yeah,
not the elite five.
The Mountain West Conference. Here you go. This is one of the power fives that we are talking about. Boise State, the Broncos. And like we said, they are 4-0 in the conference, 7-1 overall. They are the part. Colorado State Rams, 6-3, going to a bowl, 4-0 also. In the Mountain West, the UNLV Running Rebels are 6-2, going to a bowl, 2-1. Then you have teams that are one bowl away. Again, here's Fresno State, the Bulldogs, one win away. And then right below them, San Jose State Spartans, they're one win away from going to a bowl. And then everybody else is kind of, they're going to be fighting, I think, for the rest of the year just to get somewhere. Here's the team. Here's the dark horse team right here. Washington State Cougars, one of two teams left in the Pac-12 conference.
Sitting at seven and one.
So very interesting there. I mean, is that crazy? Who would have thought that they would be where they're at right now this year?
Nobody. It's honestly kind of comical, but it's.
Yeah, I mean, they're there. 7-1, they're going to a bowl game. Oregon State is two games away from a bowl game. Whether they can get it or not, we will see. But that speaks a lot. And they hung in there in the Pac-12.
They didn't bail.
But see what happens when you refuse to take that big contract, and that tore the conference apart. And they should have taken the TV deal. But all right, so now we move down to the Southeastern Conference, by far probably next to the Big Ten or the Big Ten next to it, one of the two toughest conferences that are out there. The Georgia Bulldogs, 7-1, they're leading everything, 5-1 in the conference. Texas A&M Aggies are 7-2.
There you go.
But here we go. Here's what's going to happen. We have 4-1 Tennessee Volunteers that are 7-1.
Yep.
The Texas Longhorns are 3-1, but 7-1. The LSU Tigers are 3-1, but 6-2. Vanderbilt, 6-3, 3-2 in the conference. Ole Miss Rebels, well, you know what? 3-2, 7-2. Alabama Crimson Tide, 3-2, 6-2.
Yeah.
South Carolina Gamecocks, 5-3, 3-3, one game away from bowl eligibility. I believe they get it.
Yep.
They are going for sure somewhere.
They play 7 or 8
conference games. They have Wofford coming up.
So I know. Do they play 7 or 8 conference games?
I think 8.
In total, or is it 7 throughout the season? I can't remember.
I think it's 8.
Okay. Well, if it's 8 total, all right.
I think the third, they'll get
Georgia gets 2 more wins and A&M gets 2 more wins, they're in.
No. A&M, let me tell you, first of all, A&M already has 2 losses.
It doesn't matter. Look at conference. Look at conference.
I understand. I understand.
Tennessee gets 3 more wins, they're equal, and they'll jump up as well. The problem is, though,
you got
it's
Texas.
Two head-to-heads.
I understand.
You still do have Texas.
You have Texas. LSU is
Texas has conference games coming up.
I understand. But you have Alabama that's also sitting there.
Alabama's not getting in.
They can.
No, they're not.
But they can ruin somebody's day.
Yeah, they can ruin somebody's day, but they're not getting in.
But you have almost the entire conference right here, from the Oklahoma Sooners. They're 5-4. One game away from being bowl eligible. Missouri Tigers, they're bowl eligible. Arkansas Razorbacks, one game from being bowl eligible. South Carolina, one game from being bowl eligible. Ole Miss, Vanderbilt, LSU, Texas Longhorns, A&M, Georgia Bulldogs, Tigers are all going to a game. They're all going to, you know, postseason. So, Sun Belt. We're going to look at the schedules coming up. But the Sun Belt Conference, here we go. Georgia Southern, the Eagles, hey, they're 6-3. They're going to a bowl game. They're 4-1 in the conference in the Sun Belt. Marshall, the Thundering Herd, they are 5-3, 3-1, one game away from being bowl eligible. Old Dominion Monarchs, well, they're 3-2, 4-5. They're going to have to really pick up their game to go. James Madison, the Dukes. Hey, listen, they're already bowl eligible at 6-2 and 2-2 in the conference. And then pretty much on the west side, one of the few conferences now that still has east-west or north-south, we're taking a look at, guess who? My dark horse of the year that I have been claiming the whole way through.
Raging
Cajuns, baby. And you know what?
7-1.
They are 7-1 and 4-0. They can be an at-large team.
Mm-hmm.
They can be. So if they won the Sun Belt, they will be an at-large team. And I think that they can win it. And then you have right behind them Arkansas State, the Red Wolves. Well, they're 3-1 in the conference and 5-3, one game away from bowl eligible. Louisiana Monroe, the Warhawks, they're 5-3, one game away from being bowl eligible. So that takes care of where our standings are right now. Let's look at the schedule coming up.
Georgia plays Ole Miss this
week. Yeah, we're going to get a good look at
it. This is why I was saying Tennessee the following.
Yep. So here we are.
Now you know what I meant.
We are on what week? November 4th, week 11. We have Bowling Green against Miami of or I'm sorry, Bowling Green against Central Michigan. We have Miami of Ohio at Ball State. We have the Bobcats at Kent State. That's a win for them. Northern Illinois at Western Michigan. App State, Coastal Carolina. Florida Atlantic at East Carolina. California is at Wake Forest. Iowa's at UCLA. Rice is at Memphis. New Mexico is at San Diego State. Purdue is at Ohio State. Miami is at Georgia Tech. Florida is at Texas. Minnesota is at the Rutgers. Syracuse is at Boston College. West Virginia is at Cincinnati. Texas State is at Monroe. Yep. And Navy is at South Florida, the Bulls. And Liberty is at Middle Tennessee. UConn is at UAB. Marshall is at Southern Miss. Georgia Ole Miss. Here we go. This is what I was saying.
This is what I was explaining. You won't have the scenario because Georgia has to play Ole Miss this week, mm-hmm. Tennessee next week. And there's where I was talking about.
But here's the problem.
Texas has to play A&M at the end of the year.
Here's
the winner of the Tennessee versus Georgia game is the one going. Winner of the A&M Texas game is the one going. Alabama plays nobody else of existence.
Here's the thing. If Georgia gets past Ole Miss, Ole Miss is out.
Yes.
Do you understand?
I know this. That's the point.
If Ole Tennessee wins, beats Georgia, guess what? Georgia is not going to make it.
That's what I just said.
There's no way. You have Michigan at Indiana. This is Indiana's chance to take over the Big Ten, which scares me, but we'll see. Iowa State is at Kansas.
That's going to be a good game.
That's going to be a good game. Clemson is at Virginia Tech. Army is at North Texas. Duke is at North Carolina State. They just took a licking, so we'll see how they can keep on ticking. San Jose State is at Oregon State. Georgia State at James Madison. Colorado is at Texas Tech. Kennesaw State is at UTEP. Temple is at Tulane. South Carolina is at Vanderbilt.
That's a good game. Two
giant slayers right here. Pavia is an incredible quarterback. Sellers is an incredible quarterback. This is going to be a game of wills. I like South Carolina at this one, and I'll tell you why. Vandy's already going to a bowl. Vandy is ranked. South Carolina, if they can beat Vanderbilt at Vanderbilt, they are not only bowl eligible, but
they might jump in the top 25.
They will jump into the top 25, and then they play Wofford, and then they play Clemson. So,
and it would be significant for them if they can absolutely win all three of these games.
Yes,
knock down Clemson if Clemson can get their together.
I'd love to see him beat Clemson just because. Yeah, I like the Gamecocks. So, Jacksonville State is at Louisiana Tech, Arkansas State is at my Raging Cajuns. Western Kentucky is at New Mexico State. Maryland is at Oregon. I don't expect the Ducks to fall here. I expect them to roll, baby, roll. Mississippi State is at Tennessee. UCF is at Arizona State. Oklahoma State is at TCU. Florida State is at Notre Dame.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, that. Will Marcus Freeman make sure that his team is in the mix? This is a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
This is a trap game. You're dealing with a very wounded Florida State team this year.
You have to beat the hell out of them.
Yeah, because they are wounded. They can become dangerous. So you have to watch out. Alabama at LSU, and it's at LSU. Alabama, LSU right here.
I don't think it matters.
I don't think it's not going to play into any figure of the
conference
playoffs.
Yeah,
it's not going to.
You're not getting into the conference championship. Mm-hmm. You've already lost two head-to-heads.
Yep.
And you're done.
Yeah, you're done. Now it's for pride.
Yeah. I take Bama. I mean,
I take LSU.
I like, is it at LSU?
It's at LSU.
Oh,
so I would take LSU. LSU. Yeah, I would take LSU on that one. Oklahoma at Missouri. I like Oklahoma in this one, believe it or not. Okay, I'll tell you why. I think Missouri's gotten lucky. They were exposed for who they were.
I agree, but they were dealing with injuries.
Yeah, but Oklahoma
is. I'm taking Mizzou.
Oklahoma, he's kind of on the ropes right now.
Finish him.
Yeah, and I think it's a finishing thing. Washington's at Penn State. I like Penn State. They're at home.
Now, you got to be careful here. Washington's one of those teams that will come in and they're playing for a bowl at this point. So you got to be careful, especially if you're Penn State. You know, this is a bounce back game. You got to.
But it's an angry Penn State team.
Yes.
And James Franklin knows he is on the hot seat right now, not figuratively, but.
You need to go out there and blow out every team you play from this point forward.
Right. Because you lost to Ohio State, so you need to take care of business with Michigan. You need to take care of business with everybody else. So
handle Michigan.
Handle your business.
Yeah, that's all you got to do.
Yeah.
You handle your business, you'll be considered at the end.
Nevada's at Boise State. I like Boise State. Virginia's at Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh was wounded. They're
going to blow Virginia out of the water.
Yeah, they're angry. And it's at Pittsburgh. No, somebody's going to get punished, and I have a feeling it's going to be the Cavaliers.
UNLV at Hawaii.
The Running Rebels.
Yeah, I'm taking the Rebels.
Enjoy your good time in Hawaii, and we'll go from there.
Fresno State at Air Force.
Oh, Fresno State.
This BYU is where at Utah.
They become bowl eligible right here.
This is going to be a good game. BYU at Utah.
You think that's going to be a good game?
It's at Utah.
I know.
Utah is one of those teams that likes to pop out, though.
At its home games.
Yes.
And it is. If BYU falls here, then we have a race again.
Iowa State or BYU? Yeah.
Yeah. So that'll be interesting. Utah State at Washington State. I'm taking the Cougars all day long. Let's go on back to the top and talk about what games that we like. Here we go. Bowling Green, Central Michigan. Now, Bowling Green is that team that held Penn State and gave them nightmares and fits. The Chippewas.
Hard of Bowling Green.
I'm going Bowling Green. Miami at Ball State. I like Miami.
Yeah.
I like the Bobcats at Kent State.
Yep.
I think Western Michigan beats Northern Illinois.
Yep.
Then I go down, and I think Coastal Carolina takes care of business against App State.
Yep.
East Carolina finds a way to win at Florida Atlanta. It's at home.
Yeah.
The Pirates don't like to lose there. So,
yeah.
California at Wake Forest. Cal, you have not
got
to win some games here. You have got to be able to finish. And
take Cal.
I'm going to take Wake Forest.
I'm taking Cal.
Cal has not proven to me that they can finish games. And that, I mean, they have had teams on the ropes.
I know. That's why I'm going to take Cal. I'm going to take Cal. Let's.
And all of a sudden, you think they're going to start to finish now.
Yeah, they'll finish. Let's go. Iowa, UCLA.
Oh, I'll take Iowa.
Iowa. Rice at Memphis. Can Rice do it again?
No.
You don't think so?
No. No, 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 Memphis. No. I'm taking Memphis.
New Mexico at San Diego State.
I'm going to go ahead and take San Diego State. Yep. I trusted you one time, New Mexico. You let me down and made me look like an idiot. So, no, it's going to be San Diego State this time. I'm counting on you here. Don't make me look foolish.
All right. Purdue at Ohio State.
Ohio State. And I'll tell you why. I think they know this is a trap game. And they're
handling business.
They've had this before. Ryan Day has an ability to keep this team focused one game at a time. And if you look at Will Howard and you look at the rest of the team, there is a camaraderie there. There is a brotherhood there. They celebrate together. They take their losses together. So I'm taking Ohio State.
I'm taking Ohio State as well. Now, I wanted to say as well, Do you think they've got the O-line figured out?
Oh, yeah.
For good?
Yes, I do. I do. I think
Will needs to settle down a little bit sometimes.
Yeah, he can make he's but you know what? They're gelling.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? When you have three linemen that go down, you have to move people and shuffle them around. Then your backup went down, and then your other backup went down. Okay, that's the depth of Ohio State. They have it now on the offensive line, and now all of a sudden they're working together. They were ripping right through the throat of Penn State.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the best defenses, if not, you know, the best defense at that time. So, you know, I like Ohio State in this one for sure.
Oh, yeah.
Miami at Georgia Tech. This is that game.
It could be a
This is a trap game. This is a trap game. I like Cam Ward's ability. I think he pulls it out. It is at Georgia Tech. But be careful. This could go ugly for Miami. It would be very, very close. Do I think the line is 11? So I think if Cam Ward could open it up like he has been, then Georgia Tech's in trouble.
Yep.
So I'll take Miami at that game. Florida at Texas.
Now,
Napier is on the ropes. He is gone. If he cannot win this game, he is done.
Yep.
Okay. This is a big trap game for Texas, but you're at Texas, and Sark is not going to let that happen. I like Texas.
Now,
here we go.
Florida, I will say, is one of those teams.
Well, they held Georgia.
Surprise you.
They had a huge letdown at the very end and gave up 14 points just that fast to Georgia. But Georgia's one of those teams
that it can do that.
That can do that. And it's defensive, too. Yeah. So you have to understand, they played a great game.
Now, I want to say this.
Can they play Texas like that? Yes, they can. But
but Texas isn't Georgia.
Well, we've seen that. Texas exposed Georgia at every level. So can
you mean Georgia exposed Texas?
Or Georgia exposed Texas, excuse me, at every level. So if you are not on your toes, Florida can come in there and ruin your – well, they're going to ruin your day.
They'll ruin your year.
Yeah, they will. And Napier is as good as gone if he loses this game. There's no question. So can Florida rise? I think it's going to be – it's a 21.5 spread. I'm going to tell you it's going to be under that. So I just don't believe that it is going to be by 21 points. I would take the points and take Florida, but for the game winning, I would take Texas.
Yeah.
Minnesota at Rutgers. Minnesota. I like Minnesota. Yep.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Syracuse at Boston College. I'll take Syracuse, and I'll tell you why. I still think that there's a redemption there, and you know what? He is one incredible quarterback. He's very poised, even when he's gotten whooped up on.
Yeah.
So I like McCord. He'll do okay. West Virginia at Cincinnati. This is going to be a good game because West Virginia is very fast.
I'm taking Cincy.
But I'm taking Cincinnati. I like the Bearcats. They're at home. I think Cincinnati, the line is only by 4.5. I think it could be 1 point. I think it could be three. I like Cincinnati. Texas State at Monroe, UL Monroe, and I like Texas State.
Nope, I'm taking UL Monroe.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Hey, you heard it, folks. If I have to go back and replay this, just remember.
We can start doing that.
All right.
Keep a tally.
Navy at South Florida. Navy rights the ship. It's going to be here because – you know, they're angry because of Rice. I can assure you. And now they're going to be back.
Now, I'll say this. Again. If Navy comes back out one-dimensional again and doesn't play up to standard, South Florida will win this game.
Yeah. But it's Navy's given 3 points. I like it. I like Navy. So go Midshipmen. There you go. Liberty at Middle Tennessee. I like Liberty. UConn at UAB. I like UConn.
Yeah,
I'll take UConn. I like UConn.
UAB is one of those teams, though, that's chasing one more win. So be mindful, UConn.
Yeah, this is a trap game. Marshall at Southern Miss. I think Marshall. I like Marshall myself. Georgia at Ole Miss. Mm. Here we go. This is going to be a dogfight. Georgia's only given 2.5. I'm going to tell you, Lane Kiffin will be prepared. He has had this circled all year against Kirby Smart. And
it's at Ole Miss.
And it's at Ole Miss and the Bulldogs. And Ole Miss, boy, they sure like to fire it up down there.
Let's see.
So, you know, Lane Kiffin, he does not like to lose. I'm taking Ole Miss.
I'm going Ole Miss as well.
I'm taking Ole Miss. I think that Ole Miss can do it. Georgia's only given 2.5.
Ole Miss dropped in ranking severely and has not been given the respect since. So I'm actually going Ole Miss here. I think we're going to see a team come out.
It's going to be on fire.
It's going to be on fire.
And it's at home.
Yep.
So I like Ole Miss on that one. Michigan at Indiana. Now I'm going to tell you something. Sharon Moore has been taking a lot of criticism.
Oh, absolutely. He should.
And Michigan is now playing for pride with everything. So they need this to get bowl eligible. It's at it's at Indiana. Indiana is giving them 14 points.
I do not see Michigan upsetting Indiana.
I'm going to tell you something. We have not seen Indiana play very high caliber. And
now I will say this, though. I have not seen Indiana make serious mistakes.
No, they have not. I will have a lot more trust in Indiana if they blow past Michigan. I'll feel a lot better about them. And
scared shitless.
Yeah, then I'll be kind of nervous because I know we have to face them. So I like Indiana in this one. It's at Indiana. But this could go either way. But I like Indiana. Iowa State at Kansas. The Cyclones. Here we go. I like
bounce back.
Here. Yeah, they're going to bounce back.
It's going to be a close game, but I think Iowa State's going to bounce
back. I agree. Clemson at Virginia Tech.
Which Clemson are we talking about?
Yeah, here? Which one? Who shows up? I mean, Dabo is now.
He's on the hot seat.
He is on the hot seat.
I'm just going to say it. He's on the hot seat at this point. You've taken Clemson to a new height, and then you fell off the ladder.
Yeah, I mean, you are not the same Clemson team without Brett Venables.
No.
And he's at
Oklahoma.
And
it goes to show now.
Yeah.
You know, how much of that was actually to credit of Brett Venables and less credit to Dabo.
Yeah.
And, you know, Dabo's inability to want to, you know, accept the challenge of the transfer portal.
And he hasn't done that. And
this
is
what you're going to reap. You could have went last year and got a Will Howard.
Oh, and they didn't.
And they didn't.
And
now look at you. It's.
Are you even going to get in? If you want to even have any type of chance at all, you will not.
You're not getting in.
I don't think you're getting in, but you have to win out. And it's going to be against Virginia Tech.
You would have to beat Miami.
Yes.
You would have to beat Miami.
And that's the only chance you have. But first you have to get past Virginia Tech. You are a 6.5 favorite. It's at Virginia Tech. We'll see how that goes. I really don't know which way to pick this game, guys.
I'm going to go Virginia Tech. I hate to say it. I'm going to go Virginia Tech.
Does Virginia Tech kick him out of the top 25?
Yes. I honestly believe they do. Virginia Tech, I believe, is chasing one more win for bowl eligibility, too. This is the best time. It's a hurt Clemson team.
Yeah, they are. What do they have to play for?
Yeah, it has Dabo on the hot seat. Now he's looking clownish. How is he going to respond? Is this going to be a team that's going to be formidable, or is this a team that's going to fold?
Golly, this is a tough game to call. I'm still going to take Clemson. I'm going to put one more game of trust in you, and then after that, I'm not going to do it.
Give me Virginia Tech by 6.
Okay. All right. Army versus North Texas. I'm taking Army.
Army.
Duke at North Carolina State.
Duke.
I like Duke. San Jose State at Oregon State.
Oof.
That's going to be a tough game. I'm taking Oregon State.
I'm going San Jose.
All right. I like Oregon State in this one. Georgia State at James Madison. I like James Madison. Yep. Colorado at Texas Tech.
That's going to be a good game. That's going to be a
good game, but I'm going with Prime. So, I'm going with Prime. I think he has them up. He has something to prove.
Yeah.
There's a difference there.
Yeah.
He has something to prove, and by God, he wants to do it. So I'm taking Colorado. I'll take UTEP on the next game with Kennewa State.
Tulane.
And Temple. Tulane. I like that. Like I said, I'm taking South Carolina at Vanderbilt.
Yep.
Jacksonville State at Louisiana Tech.
Taking Jacksonville State.
You are? Okay. All right. I like that. I'll go with you on that one. I'll take Jacksonville State. Arkansas State at the Raging Cajuns. I'm taking the Raging Cajuns. Western Kentucky at New Mexico State. Western Kentucky. Maryland at Oregon. Oregon.
Now, Oregon, don't slip up here.
Yeah, don't make a mistake.
Don't do it.
Yep.
Maryland's not one of those teams to really do that, but don't give them the opportunity.
No, I wouldn't either. Mississippi State at Tennessee. I like Tennessee.
Tennessee, don't fuck up.
Yeah, don't mess this up. And it's at home, so handle your business. I like Arizona State against UCF.
Agreed.
I like TCU against Oklahoma State.
Yeah.
There's the dangerous game right here.
Florida State and Notre Dame.
Florida State at Notre Dame. That's the only thing Notre Dame has going for it.
I'm going to take Notre Dame.
I'm taking Notre Dame as well.
Don't play down to your competition.
No. You know, Marcus, you better have them on their thing. Playing a team that is wounded is a dangerous thing to do. So, yep. Trap game. Be careful. Alabama at LSU.
Let's go, Tigers.
Yeah, I'd like to say Roll Tide, but I'm not going to say that.
This team just not.
LSU has.
It's not the LSU, or it's not the Bamas of the past.
Yeah, it is not. And DeBoer has proved that. It's his first season. I like LSU. They're at home. Alabama's only given 3 points. So I like LSU. Oklahoma at Missouri. I told you, I like Oklahoma. Brett Venables is going to have – yeah, you want Mizzou. Okay, so we split there. Washington at Penn State, this is a trap game. Mm-hmm. How do you respond after Ohio State? I think that Penn State pulls it out, so I'll go with Penn State. Boise State at Nevada, Boise State. Kalen? Nevada at Boise State.
I got Boise.
All right. Virginia at Pittsburgh. I like Pittsburgh.
Let's go, Pitt.
Come on, Pitt. Panthers got to do some magic here. UNLV at Hawaii.
UNLV. I like you.
Yep. Fresno State at Air Force. Fresno State. BYU at Utah. BYU.
But that's going to be a close game.
It's going to be a good game.
Let me tell you.
Utah State at Washington State.
Washington
State.
All right.
So
the Week 11, 12-team CFP bracket projection has dropped officially. Teams in at right now, number one seeded Oregon is on the quarterfinal bye. Number two seeded Georgia is on a quarterfinal bye. Number three Miami is on a quarterfinal bye. And here we go. Number four is BYU Cougars on a quarterfinal bye. Now, first round, you have number 12, Boise State. Playing number five, Ohio State. Then you would have Indiana at number nine, playing an eight-seeded Tennessee.
Oh.
Then you would have a number 11, Alabama, playing a number six, Texas. Then you would have a number 10, Notre Dame, playing a number seven, Penn State.
I got to tell you this.
Listen,
if the Raging Cajuns went out, I don't see how you could exclude them.
I don't either.
Miami or Alabama has two losses. I don't care. You can't exclude them. They could be an at-large playing in this. And Oregon, I'm going to tell you something. If Ohio State wins out, they're going to Indy.
Yeah.
They're going to Indy. If they knock off – Indiana, understand, and knock off Michigan. They're going to Indianapolis. So technically, they could play Oregon twice, three times.
So Big Ten actually has four representative teams.
Yeah.
And 1, 2, 3, 4. And so does the SEC.
Yeah, and you can't rule out Penn State either. I mean, listen, this can go any way. So I think this is just the projections that they have right now. Let's look at the rankings. We'll look at the rankings right now. We have Oregon, obviously, at number one. Ohio State, this is a college football playoff so rankings.
They took the AP top 25, right, basically, is what they did.
But they reversed two. Oregon, number one. Ohio State for the college football playoff rankings. Oregon, number one. Ohio State, number two. Georgia, three. Miami, four. Texas, five. Penn State, six. Tennessee, seven. Indiana, eight. BYU, nine. Notre Dame, 10. Alabama, 11. Boise State, 12. SMU, they have it, 13. Texas A&M, 14. LSU, 15. Ole Miss, 16.
And Iowa State right there at 17. Now, 18 would be Pittsburgh, 19 is Kansas State, 20 is Colorado. And I want to explain something here. A lot of these teams within the top 20 to 25 right now have to play each other.
Yes.
So there's going to be a lot of changes.
Really, it's going to shift. It's going to shift because Washington State is there at 21.
So I'm really surprised by this, though, how they would allow Alabama at two losses getting in over an SMU at one. That's a very questionable thing to me for the first projection. And the only reason why I say this is because if you're respecting the loss face-to-face here, you have Oregon 1, Ohio State 2, which is their sole loss by 1 point in Eugene to Oregon.
Yep.
That's respectable. That having was a
questionable.
1-2. Yeah, that was questionable at the end anyways. To where it
changed the rules.
So yeah. You have the respectable 1-2. Georgia gets the 3 because your single loss being to Alabama, which is respectable, okay? You're still a one-loss team that would, 9 times out of 10, go undefeated.
But you have an Alabama team that lost to Vanderbilt.
And that's where it's questionable how a number 11 would be Alabama getting in over 13 SMU with one loss.
And Boise State, their loss, guess to who? Number 1, Oregon.
Yep.
So,
and that's why – so when people speak of bias in a way, they are giving Alabama bias of a projection here because
yeah, credit it's for
credit
past.
For past.
Yeah, it's credit is what for it past. Is. Show me what you can do. And then of course you have at number 22 Louisville, 23 Clemson, 24 Missouri, and Army is at 25.
And the reason why it's comical is because you don't even have Alabama's second loss listed in the top 25.
Yeah,
Vandy is nowhere in the top 25 from the playoff rankings. If you go to the AP, though, they're sitting at 24. If they lose this week to South Carolina, Alabama should drop below SMU.
I agree. And here we go.
And I believe that will.
AP top 25, Oregon number 1, Georgia number 2, Ohio State number 3, Miami number 4, Texas number 5. Number 6 is Penn State. Number 7 is Tennessee. Indiana is number 8. BYU is number 9. Notre Dame is number 10. Alabama is number 11. Boise State is at number 12. SMU is at 13. LSU is 14. Texas A&M is 15. Ole Miss is 16. Iowa State is 17. Army is 18. Clemson is 19. Washington State is 20. 21 is Colorado. 22, Kansas State. 23, Pittsburgh. 24, Vanderbilt. 25 is Louisville. And then others receiving votes. South Carolina and Missouri and South Carolina are next up. Right behind them is Tulane. And behind them is UNLV. And right behind them is, well, guess who? The Raging Cajuns. So let's see how this goes. But I have a, you know, and if you look at the coaches poll, you know, It's interesting. It's Oregon, Georgia, Ohio State, Miami, Texas, Tennessee, Penn State, Notre Dame, BYU, Indiana, Alabama, Ole Miss, LSU, Boise State, SMU, Texas A&M, Clemson, Iowa State, Army, Washington State, Kansas State, Missouri, Pittsburgh, Colorado, and Vanderbilt. And right there behind them for the next top five, Tulane, Louisville, South Carolina, Raging Cajuns, Syracuse, UNLV. So it's a little different. you know, for those things. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be a great week. We will talk to you guys next week after we, this is going to be a very interesting week for everybody. Let's see what happens. And anything can happen. We already know that.
Yep.
Anything can happen. Anyway, thanks for joining in on Offsides, College Football's Top 25 Plus 5 with Kalen and Michael. And we will talk to you guys next week. Have a great week, guys.